Amendment free.
We'll be right back.
Give me some sugar, baby.
Keep talking about love. To wanna talk
6 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Coming up from the floor. We'll just I think Jim Duggan is in trouble. You got 2-1 out there, and I don't see the 2x4 anywhere in sight for him to even this up.
As you said, odds are not in favor of Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
Well, it's an amazing plan. He went in on the attack. He didn't run away at all. He attacked.
The gang stalking Hacksaw Jim Duggan. Duggan a real problem. So is the one-man gang.
Well, it's down to these three. Interesting.
Canada's strongest athlete, so he claims. Dino Brunel, double clothesline with the gang.
And you know, all of these guys entered pretty late in the competition, so it obviously shows that the luck of the draw is very, very important. Because these three guys came in relatively late in the competition, and they're the survivors right now.
Yeah, well, Duggan's been in there longer than the other two. Here comes the gang right at him. A shot. Oh! Ah! That may have been intentional. I don't know. Oh, wow. Hacksaw Jim Duggan hammering away.
This is
the big one-man gang.
How does he get the gang over the top?
Ooh, wow.
That is the question, McMahon. The gang weighs somewhere between 450, 500 pounds. How is Duggan going to get him over the top rope?
Obviously, you'd have to do it, I believe, in some sort of fashion in which the gang's momentum is heading into the rope. And thus, with the gang's weight going into the rope, well, Duggan can get underneath, he'll go.
There might be another way, too.
Wow.
If he can find the 2x4.
Wise guy.
Well, he could hit the gang with the 2x4. That would be the only equalizer I can see.
Then again, the Hacksaw himself, somewhere around a 285-pound mark. Oh, yes! That's it!
He pulled the top rope down. I can't believe it. Out of all the people to win this thing, it's him.
What a smart thing to do. Boy, was that smart. Hacksaw Jim Duggan drops the top rope of the one-man gang.
I can't believe he actually did it.
The winner of the Royal Rumble, Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
Sprocket, old boy, what are you barking at? What do you see?
Fraggle Rock.
Far and advancement.
Jesus, guys, I don't know. Jesus. For one thing, Rudy, I gotta tell you, my horoscope says trouble brewing on the horizon. And for another thing, pal, I mean, for Christ's sake, we're fucking with the President of the United States.
Oh, he fucks with us, doesn't he? Hey, come on, Jeff, you've seen how shitty business is today. Thanks to Fuchs, our name is Mud. Hey, look, we had nuns protesting outside when I got here this morning.
Nuns?
Yeah, I had to have Jim turn a fire hose on.
And I knocked them motherfuckers right on their ass, too.
A newborn king to see, pa-rum-pa-bum-bum. Our finest gifts we bring, pa-rum-pa-bum-bum. Rum-pa-bum-bum, rum-pa-bum-bum.
Peace on earth, can it be? Years from now, perhaps we'll see.
Our
see the day of glory.
See the day
of the living peace. Living peace.
So
peace on earth
when we come. Every child must be made aware. Every child must be made to care. Care enough for his fellow man to give all the love that he can.
I pray my wish will come true.
As
for my child and your child too,
he'll
see
my
day of glory.
I play my
day
for him
when men of goodwill live in peace, live in peace again.
Then
peace on earth. Can it be? Can it be?
It's a pretty thing, isn't it?
Alright, here's a quick impression of the first man to land on the sun. Oh shit! Alright, oh, just a second, my socks are coming down.
Yeah! Darkness at the break of noon, shadows even the silver spoon, the handmade blade, the child's balloon, eclipses both the sun and moon. Do you understand? You know too soon, there is no sense in trying. Pointed threats, they bluff with scorn. Suicide remarks are torn from the fool's gold mouthpiece, a hollow horn. Blades wasted words prove to warn that he not busy being born is busy dying. Temptation page flies out the door. You follow, find yourself at war. Watch waterfalls of pity roar. You feel to moan, but unlike before, you discover that you just be one more person crying. So don't fear when you hear a foreign sound to your ear. It's all right, Ma, I'm only sighing. A question in your nerves is lit, yet you know there is no answer fit to satisfy, ensure you not to quit, to keep it in your mind and not forget that it is not he or she or them or it that you belong to. Although the masters make the rules, oh, the wise men and the fools, I've got nothing, Ma, to live up to. Oh, them that must obey authority that they do not respect in any degree, who despise their jobs, their destiny, speak jealously of them that are free, do what they do just to be nothing more than something they invest in.